the story of Nick Foles obviously is going to go down, and he's never going to have to buy himself a drink in the city ever again. But talk about the role of a backup quarterback and just the transition that he had to make so quickly on the fly during that L.A. week, you know, from being that backup to now being the guy. What is the role of a backup? Because it's not like a backup corner. Like, it's not the same deal. Like, what is the role? What is the skill set a guy needs to have to be a backup quarterback?
You know, okay, so when you're a starter, you go through your week and you prepare and you study and you prepare. But you're doing a lot of other things, too. Like, you're preparing, then you're practicing, then you're studying your tape, and then you're taking care of your body. And then Sunday comes and you just go. You go play. Whereas the backup, you're doing everything on top of everything. You're studying film. You're preparing. You're helping the backup running back after practice. You're helping your third string tight end study your game plan. So you've got to figure out ways to communicate to the backup running back and the third string tight end the same thing, just different ways, because one might be smart and one might be stupid. Yeah. And so you've got to figure out ways to handle that. During the game, when you're the starter, it's about one thing, trying to win. You're not thinking your way through it that much. You're trying to win. Whereas during the game as the backup, all you're doing is watching. And so you're picking up all those little things. And, okay, what would I have done there? Would I have done it differently? And then you're communicating it to your starter. And you pick and choose your battles, obviously. You know,
right.
Hey,
yeah.
But, you know, like, so the game is such a mental thing for you. I think it's such a benefit. And I think Nick Foles benefited from it this year of having to sit and learn differently. You have to go learn differently because when you're the starter, you're learning to go play. When you're the backup, you're learning to communicate. You know, being a backup, there's not a lot of guys who can do it for a long time because you've got to be willing to do all that stuff and get no release. Mm. You don't get to go play on game days.
Right. Yep.
And then when you do, you better be ready. And so, you know, I had a young coach, my rookie or my second year in the NFL, he used the phrase, you've got to be patiently impatient. But can you brainwash yourself to do that? Mm. Again, it goes back to you've got to control your mind or kind of shape your mind to, can you do that every single week? Because it's hard. When did Carson get hurt? Week 10, week 11, something later.
It
would have been really easy for the Eagles to roll in. Carson's in the MVP talk. Very easy for Nick Foles to kind of lay back.
Sure.
I'm not going to play this year.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really. But you can tell he was studying. You can tell he was practicing the right way. And so that is such a credit to him. And it's a credit to the staff, the way they went about preparing him and whatnot. But, you know, I think that the benefit of him having to do things differently as a backup, you know, was huge for him.